This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Delta has been downgraded from a once powerful hurricane to a tropical storm as it moves inland across the U.S. South. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta came ashore Friday evening in southwest Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, but quickly weakened and has become a tropical storm as it moves inland. Forecasters say the storm is moving to the north-northeast on a track across central and north Louisiana that is expected to continue through Saturday morning. The system is expected to become a tropical depression by Saturday as it moves across northern Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley. A Trump administration official leading the response to the coronavirus pandemic says the U.S. can expect delivery of a vaccine starting in January 2021, despite statements from the president that inoculations could begin this month. Dr. Robert Kadlec said in an email Friday that the administration is accelerating production of safe and effective vaccines to ensure delivery starting January 2021. Kadlec is the Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. President Donald Trump said at a White House press briefing last month that we think we can start sometime in October. U.S. President Trump is looking to get his campaign back on track a week after he was sidelined with the coronavirus, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans. As questions linger about his health, he is expected to hold an event at the White House Saturday and what he calls a big rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday. Mr. Trump on Friday held what his campaign billed as a radio rally as he dialed into the show of conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. Despite public and private surveys showing him trailing Democrat Joe Biden, Mr. Trump predicted a greater victory in 2020 than in 2016. This is VOA News. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says governors from both major political parties have reached out to her to share stories of extremism in their states. Whitmer says she was targeted by domestic terrorists in a kidnapping plot that was foiled by federal agents. Whitmer says extremism isn't unique to Michigan. The governor says Republicans and Democrats need to take it on. Authorities announced Thursday that they had stopped a scheme to kidnap Whitmer. The government says it's involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh started at noon Saturday following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. Countries' foreign ministers say in a statement the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, adding that the specific details would later be agreed upon. The World Food Program won the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for fighting hunger and seeking to end its use as a weapon of war and conflict at a time when the coronavirus pandemic has driven millions of people to the brink of starvation. Announcing the prize, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said it wished to turn the eyes of the world toward the millions of people who suffer from or face the threat of hunger. The committee also said it hoped that bestowing the prize on the UN agency would highlight the need to strengthen global solidarity and cooperation in an era of go-it-alone nationalism. Twitter is imposing tough new rules that restrict candidates from declaring premature victory and tightening its measures against spreading misinformation, calling for political violence and spreading thoughtless commentary in the days leading up to and following the November 3rd election. The social platform will remove tweets that encourage violence or call for people to interfere with election results. Human Rights Watch wants the city of Buenos Aires to stop using live facial recognition to identify children accused of committing crimes. A New York-based Human Rights Watch said Buenos Aires started using the technology in April of 2019, making Argentina the only country in the world to deploy it against people under the age of 18. Although no minors are known to have been arrested yet, the group says the methodology is riddled with misidentifications that could unjustly limit job and educational opportunities for kids wrongly accused of theft and other crimes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.